Bacon. It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The busy Wednesday Homer Hour starts with Rain Man, of course. The only thing mattering in, that matters in sports is that The Miz is pitching tonight at home. Chance like you've never had before in your life. No starting pitcher in the history of baseball has ever thrown the ball as hard as he does. It's as simple as that. Can't be said about anything Giannis has done. It can't be said about anything Aaron Rodgers has done. But Miz, yes, holds the record for the fastest pitches ever tracked from a starting pitcher. Ever. 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 And you can watch him play. Every home game he pitches should be sold out. So, and that must mean people don't have the same fascination in terms of how fast someone throws a baseball. He can get a home run, probably the most after that. Ever. Fastest pitches ever tracked from a starting pitcher. Ever. It would be worthy of going even if he wasn't any good. But on top of that, he's good. Never been. I don't think there's ever been anything like it in the state of Wisconsin ever, where someone could say ever. I was thinking Eric Heiden maybe, but I don't know. I'm talking about basketball. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't know if he had an ever when he first started, but it would be like somebody dunking from half court or something. Just, it's not human. Don't know how long he'll be the fastest ever. Don't know if he's going to stay healthy, but right now, never been the equal ever in the history of the state of Wisconsin. 1-800-990-3776. Rain Man, caller number five. Caller number five, you have a chance to win an ESPN prize pack. Yes, it's not the same as it was in the past. 1-800-990-3776. The ESPN prize pack. And do want to mention again, Cousin Subs, they were a great partner for so long, deserve attention. And, of course, Saganiac Planning, still a great partner of Rain Man. Saganiac Planning, named synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service, and doing it well for over 50 years. I only added that recently. Should have been there the entire time, because that's how they can be so good at what can be so complicated as far as employee benefits. Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, and doing it well for over 50 years. Phone number, just remember, 783-782-7283. Roger Maris, Roger Maris. 6161. 1-800-990-3776. 1-800-990-3776. The Miz holds the record for the fastest pitches ever tracked from a starting pitcher. 103.6 multiple times against the Yankees. Set the record May 8th, surpassing previous starters by consistently throwing over 103. Fastest starter, they say, in the StatCast era, 2008 to the present. Don't really know how fast maybe Nolan Ryan did. But as far as a starter, fastest ever. You have a chance to see a starting pitcher who throws faster than anybody ever. Ever's a long time. Eric in Lannan, you are on 94.5 ESPN. Good evening, and your Rain Man resume, please.
Never played before.
Never played before. You have a chance to win a ESPN prize pack. Have you listened before? so that you know how the game is
played.
I have
listened.
All right, 15 questions,
yes,
2 minutes. The first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. Has to be about Marquette. The other questions can be about anything I suggest or consider important, which might give you some idea of what they're going to be about tonight. Do you have any questions or prediction you'd like to make on how you do?
It's going to go poorly, but we'll give her a go.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. We don't have any requirement for what you have to get to win the prize pack, correct? I don't know. We have to check the rules. I guess I could say there's a rule now because it's the ESPN prize pack. A check. I'd like to make the rule that you have to get one right, one or two. One or two.
All right.
Have you ever had a zero?
All right.
Yeah, I think we've had one, but I think we could put it in the rules since it's our prize pack. But check the ESPN rule page, whatever it is.
ESPN I would like WisconsinContest.com.
I'd like it to be. I think you have to get one. I'll go with one.
I'll look into that for you, but right now it's zero.
Right now it's zero. You ready to go, Eric?
Yes, sir.
3, 2, 1, go. Donovan Mitchell, 39 points in an NBA playoff game in one half. What's the record at Marquette for most points in a half?
36.
Incorrect. The Miz is pitching tonight. How old is he?
22.
Incorrect. Miz grew up in what state?
Washington.
Incorrect. Miz had no high school senior year of baseball. Why not?
Pass.
Where did the Miz play college baseball? Good luck.
Old Dominion.
Incorrect. 2022 baseball draft. The Miz was picked number what?
2.
Incorrect. Where was the Miz going to play college baseball before signing with the Brewers?
Notre Dame.
Incorrect. 2025 All-Star game. The Miz was selected. He had pitched in how many games?
5.
That's correct. How many regular season games did the Miz win last year?
8.
Incorrect. How many innings did the Miz pitch in the Game 5 playoff win over the Cubs?
7.
Incorrect. In the National League Championship Series last year against the Dodgers, he pitched 5 innings. How many strikeouts?
11.
Incorrect. The Miz, spell his last name, first 4 letters.
M-I-Z-O.
Incorrect. According to Baseball Reference, the Miz is how tall?
6'11".
Incorrect. True or false? This year, the Miz is averaging over 14 strikeouts per 9 innings. True or false?
True.
Correct. What baseball star said the Miz's fastball was one of the best he'd ever seen?
Aaron Judge.
That is correct. You passed on. Miz had no high school senior year of baseball. Why not?
He got drafted.
Incorrect. That's a good answer. All right. I have 3. Came on strong at the end. 3 correct. All right. You ready to go, Eric? This is not just for you, but for everyone to know more about Miz. Donovan Mitchell, 39 points in an NBA playoff game in one half. What is the record at Marquette for most points in a half?
40?
40. Marcus Howard. The Miz is pitching tonight. How old is he?
24.
24 is correct. He grew up in what state?
This is Missouri. I knew this one.
Missouri is correct. Miz had no high school senior year of baseball. Why not?
COVID-19.
COVID is correct. Where did the Miz play college baseball? This is the hardest one by far.
I have no idea.
Crowder College.
Where is that? Missouri, I assume?
I think so. I have no idea, really. 2022 baseball draft. The Miz was pick number?
No idea.
63. Remember that. 62 people picked before Miz. Where was the Miz going to play college baseball before signing with the Brewers?
Again, don't know, but I'll shoot out LSU.
That is correct. He was going to follow the last great star at LSU. He was drafted. The signing bonus for 63 was $1 million, and the Brewers gave him $2 million, and he said, I'm not going to school. 2025 All-Star game, when the Miz was selected, he had pitched in how many games? 5 is correct. How many regular season games did the Miz win last year?
Let's stick with that number, five.
Five is correct as well. How many innings did the Miz pitch in the Game 5 playoff win over the Cubs?
Let's go down to number four.
Four is correct. Gave up a run. In the National League Championship Series last year against the Dodgers, he pitched five innings. How many strikeouts?
What did Eric say, 11? I think that's a little high. I'm going to go nine.
Nine is also
I'm getting
correct.
Really lucky today, Omar.
The Miz, spell his last name, first four letters.
M-I-S-I.
Yep. O-R-O-W-S-K-I. One day I'll ask you to spell it, but not yet. According to Baseball Reference, the Miz is how tall?
6'8", I believe.
6'7".
Oh.
Now, he may be 6'8". That's why I have to...
You're familiar with 6'7", Homer? You know what that means? Have you heard that before? 6'7"?
That's like some new phrase about unknown or something. It's a weird thing people use.
Oh, yeah, I think you nailed it. Good job.
It doesn't make... I mean, I purposely don't want to know more than that. It just seems weird. This year, the Miz is averaging over 14 strikeouts per nine innings. That is true. 14.3.
Wow.
That may be close to a record, too, for a starting pitcher. I'd have to go back and look at maybe Nolan Ryan or Randy Johnson. What baseball star said, the Miz's fastball is one of the best I've ever seen. Aaron Judge, he said other things. So, again, never been anyone this fast as a starter in the history of baseball, unless somebody can go back and find some stat or some way to prove that Nolan Ryan threw the ball that hard. I doubt that he did, but he may have thrown it a higher percentage above everyone else. I don't know. By the way, this, of course, is your headquarters. If you want to know if the dome is open or closed, all you have to do is go to YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, and you will find out. Jason Wilde will violate my own rule about Miz. Will take away from Miz, even though nothing the Packers have or could do is close to what the Miz is doing. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time, and Jason Wilde on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Good evening, Jason. How are you?
I'm trying to get my dogs in the car. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you resolve anything with Mark Tauscher as far as learning why the Packers would have released the old kicker?
No, he's irritated with me that I don't have a good enough sourcing. And as you pointed out, he doesn't feel the need to attempt to do any sourcing of his own.
He can find out in 5 minutes. And then he could tell you without telling you, and then you could hold whatever position that is, not because he told you, which one no one would know, but just because you could say, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty comfortable with this position. But he doesn't.
Yeah, I could still get some answers on that, but I haven't heard back from the people that would know and might tell me, as opposed to the people that would know and would never tell me, which of course would be Goody. So if it comes to this, whenever we talk to Brian Gutekunst again, which obviously is not very frequently overall, I'm just going to ask him in a press conference.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think that they didn't want him around. Why they didn't run him around doesn't matter, and the answer is, yeah, they paid him $1 million, but they're saving X number of other millions by not having him around. And why, I don't know, just they didn't want him around. So,
well, I mean, they were fine. I would say they were fine with not having him around.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they were, like, actively, like, if – let's say hypothetically,
yes.
Again, this is all in the realm of hypothetical, but let's say that this all started with him saying, look, you guys are going to give this kid the job regardless. I appreciate the opportunity. I know you're down on me for the field goals I missed in the playoff game, but just would you do me the favor of letting me go find a job somewhere else where the team doesn't basically have its mind made up on who's going to be the kicker. And they don't, like you said to us today, they are under no obligation to say yes to that. But maybe that's where they said, you know what, maybe we're just better off not having to deal with having him in the building. That's what I would guess. But again, I just don't know that for certain.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, the more I think that's it becomes almost easy to believe it. The Packers are nice, but fine. You know, it costs $1 million. $1 million is nothing, and we're saving all the other money because he's not going to be around.
The problem with that, and this is the one thing that Tausch brought up, and then we can shift gears if you'd like. But like, it is like I've kept banging the drum of how incongruous this is with the idea of, you know, we had rookie kickers, it didn't work out. Yeah, Trace Mack is not the same person necessarily, but we know that rookie kickers are historically, more often than not, inconsistent. And they've signed up for that, again, by choice, not by being forced to that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that it's inconsistent with is all the talk, including after they drafted Trace Mack, which is why our theory of Brandon McManus requesting his release makes more sense, is that they flat out said that Saturday after they traded up to take him that they were going to have a competition. And Goody went so far as to say that he thought they could carry all three of their kickers on the 90-man roster during training camp and have a three-way competition. So to me, you know, that's what precipitates the question, well, did something change? Because if you believe in competition and you believe that iron sharpens iron and competition brings out the best in people, then why wouldn't you want to make an unproven college kicker go up against a veteran and compete and win the job? Because in theory, if you believe in the value of competition, that would make him better.
Yeah.
In the end.
No, you said something changed. There's just no, right? I mean,
yes. Either he asked for this, or they were like, you know what? There have been instances where they were like, you know what? We're done with this guy, and instead of, leading him on, thinking that we're going to keep him, let's just cut the cord now. It's a nice thing to do. Let them catch on somewhere else. Like when they do that, they do it because it's not just because they're nice people.
They weren't really planning on using him anyway.
But they didn't want him anyway.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, it's not what they say, it's what they do. And because look, Brandon McManus did not suck during his time in Green Bay. Like his misses during the season came when he should have just been on IR with the quad injury. But like, yeah, he sucked in the playoff game. And what they basically determined was, we don't want you anymore because we don't think we can count on you in a playoff game anymore. And if that's the case, then you've already told them you don't want them. So just let them go. Just literally not want them anymore and let them go play for somebody else.
And this will be the last thing. They can still have a competition.
Yeah, it'll be a little fraudulent.
Yeah, but I mean, so like you're sitting there going, yeah, we're going to still have a competition. We lose a little bit. Let's just move on. And
yeah, I mean, Lucas Haversick does not have the resume of having kicked the Super Bowl and whatever else. So it'll be although I would probably make the argument that this would have been a competition in name only.
Right.
If it had been with McManus too. So
yeah,
you're probably right.
All right, I want to discuss what is, I think, going to be discussed all year and maybe for many years, and that is the issue of who's a better coach, Ben Johnson or Johnson or LaFleur, and who's a better quarterback, Williams and or Jordan Love, because I think it's going to exist every year for, I would say, at least the next 3 years.
Totally agree. Yep. I mean, this is the beauty of them both. At least theoretically, I don't think the Bears are going to suck like Packers fans like to chant.
Schedule changes everything.
I am very curious.
Yeah.
To see what they do, because like, and look, I would say this about the Packers of 2024. You know, they obviously finished 2023 like gangbusters. They go down to Dallas and beat the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy. They've got the 49ers on the ropes and should have won that road playoff game. And I predicted, and I don't predict things right very often, but I said they could have a better record and not be as good of a team in 2024. And I think I was right. They had 11-6 record, but they lost to the Lions twice. They lost to the Vikings twice, and they lost to the Eagles twice, once in the opener, once in the playoff game. And the Bears could take a step forward as a team and still have a worse record because they beat some teams that were not very good. And they won a ridiculous number of close games. Remember when the Vikings had that right. year where they went with Darnold, where they went like 11-0 in one score games? Like,
and everybody predicted they would lose their first playoff game. And they did.
Yeah. And so I just, like, it's not me being a Bears hater. I said the same thing about the Packers after they were better than expected in their head coach's first season. In 2019, and I was wrong then. You know, they went in 2020, they were even better, and Rodgers won his third MVP. But I don't know what's going to happen with the Bears, but I'm super curious to see it.
No, I'll be happy to make a wager. You bring the money down to Kevin and Ted's. The Bears will not. They won 11 games last year. They will not win 11 games for all the reasons.
For all the reasons that you stated. I would not take that bet. I wouldn't take that bet. I think you're going to be proven right.
And the schedule's part of it, and then, as you said, all the close games. Plus, this was another story I want you to write. I think the combination of the four head coaches is the best it's ever been in the division.
I'll agree. I'll join that club, too. I'm agreeing with you way too much. Can't you come up with something where we're going to be disagreeing?
Yeah, Miz is the greatest. Is right now the greatest thing that's ever occurred in the history of the state of Wisconsin in sports. There's no way to describe. Oh. Nobody's ever done the fastest starting pitcher ever. Ever. There's no other ever. There's nobody. Nobody else has done ever. I don't know how long it'll continue, but right now he's in an area that no Wisconsin athlete has ever been. Ever.
Well, once again, typical Steve the Homer True hyperbole, but I'm hard pressed to push back as hard against it as I'd like to. There's this graphic that I saw of the 60 fastest pitches this season in Major League Baseball, and it uses the pitcher's face for each of the 60.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 60 pictures of Miz. He's got them all. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he's Nolan Ryan, but like when I was a kid and Nolan Ryan, you know, the what do we call it? The Express, the idea of him hitting 100 miles per hour, like, I remember being at like Little League games talking about with my teammates oh my God, this guy throws 100 miles an hour and he's thrown 5 no-hitters or whatever he'd thrown at that point. So what you're saying is not outlandish. Now, I do think it's interesting, like as great as Nolan Ryan was, like he had his share of like down years and
yeah.
bad records. And so is that – like he's still in Cooperstown, obviously, right?
Yes. But the comparison is appropriate because he was a freak. Like, you would go to see Nolan Ryan pitch because seeing the person who threw the ball faster than anybody else ever is of some interest. Now, if he's good, you want even more, and that makes a draw. It's like the pitcher with Pittsburgh is better probably than Miz right now, but Miz is a bigger show. The fastest ever. I mean, you can pick things – different, the fastest runner, Well, the 100 meter or the 100 meter is a bigger deal than the 200 or the 400. And you can pick other things. To throw a baseball faster than anybody has ever done as a starter, as I said, that's a stat that stands out for fans next to, you know, hitting the longest home runs or the most home runs. And, yeah, so, yeah, Nolan Ryan, and at some point, yes, you have to be more than a freak show to people to come want to come watch you and for your team to believe in you. But that doesn't change. Like, you have a chance to see. I mean, I don't think Murph would like it. The greatest freak show in the history of sports in Wisconsin.
Well, and I think it's a chance to see something that is truly unique. I was just given Wally Lukaczynski a hard time on the damn sports show because he said, you know, having Tyrod Taylor as Jordan Love's backup is, you know, kind of unique, a little bit unique because he hasn't had a back. No, and I said, no, Wally, unique literally means one of a kind. You can't be a little unique or kind of.
Yeah,
unique.
It's there's nothing unique not. About it. I think he's the exact opposite of unique.
So, but in the case of Miz, he really is like he made. I mean, my God, what does he have? Three games that he couldn't finish them for various reasons. But he's had like three no hitters going in his very young career already, right? Like,
he's had some special performances.
And so that is something that there are more consistent, better pitchers that make. You know, that are more reliable. But you have every time he takes the mound on that night that you go to AmFam Field, there's a chance that you're going to see something you've never seen.
Yes.
Before.
No. Yes. Correct. And that can continue. You don't know how long pitchers get hurt. But right now, yes, he's and I don't want to say freak show, but from a sports entertainment, it's the greatest thing to watch ever in the history of Wisconsin sports. Hank Aaron, are there better players? Hank Aaron, oh, there are a number, all the Packers. There was never an ever for the Packers other than maybe Vince Lombardi. Oh, by the way, Bill Belichick says Tom Brady, they should name the Lombardi Award because players are more important than the coach. Interesting that evolves as they've all now said it was Brady, not Belichick, that was the reason they won all the trophies. But it's just total lunacy. Lombardi won five in 7 years, and he won the first two Super Bowls, and he's the perfect to blend the old when he won 5 of 7 and also won the first two Super Bowls.
I don't want to be a jerk, but like just go back to living your life. Coaching at Carolina.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think he's wrong. Whatever, even if he was coaching the Patriots, right. It doesn't.
Yeah, no.
He wants to be nice to Brady. Is that there's got to be an agenda here?
Yeah, maybe they're working on reconciling. But I would just going back to the quarterback thing.
Yes.
Like I obviously covered most of Favre's career from '96 on. Every game he played, I was there in person. And then from the moment Rodgers was drafted through the 2016 season, I was there for every game, home and road. So I got to see that greatness up close. And then obviously I still cover games that they're on the road, but I cover them from home. I don't travel as much as I did before. But, like, I was there to witness those moments, right?
Yeah.
And there was a chance you were going to see a throw that you couldn't believe, whatever. But – I don't think it's the same phenomenon. You were seeing greatness, but not necessarily, like there were other great quarterbacks that you could say, oh, I saw Favre do that, or I saw Marino do that, or I saw Montana do that. And with Miz, there's just not anybody like him now or in the recent past that you say, oh yeah, I saw, so like Nolan Ryan is the closest as we've gotten so far. Randy Johnson?
Yeah, Randy Johnson. So. Randy Johnson would fit in the he'd have a house in the neighborhood, not as big. So,
yeah, right. Okay.
All right.
We really agreed a lot tonight. I
I think there's hope for you. I think you're coming around.
Something's happening. I don't know if it's good, but something is definitely happening.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
Yes, and if we talk about Miz, that means we got to talk about 7:55. Jerry Augustine pitched against Nolan Ryan. Will he join my club, or am I going too far? I don't know. He's not next, but he's soon. I am next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yes, head down to Ted's. Give Kevin the money, whatever you want to bet. The Bears will win fewer than 11 regular season games this year. Maximum for any one person is $100. I don't know how many at 100 I'll take. The Chicago Bears will not win 11 games. They were 11-6 last year. 7:55, Jerry Augustine, who was the winning pitcher when Hank Aaron hit his final and 755th home run, will discuss the Miz. The Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, I think this is, I got it right here. The Miz with the fastest pitches ever by a starting pitcher is setting a new Wisconsin standard for historical greatness. I don't know if I need sports in there. Might be other. The Miz with the fastest pitches ever by a starting pitcher is setting a new Wisconsin standard for sports greatness rather than historical. I don't want to have an issue over, I don't know, Apollo 17, whatever it was. The Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, the Miz with the fastest pitches ever by a starting pitcher is setting a new Wisconsin standard for sports greatness. Agree or disagree? He holds the record, if you don't know, for the fastest pitches ever tracked from a starting pitcher, 103.6, multiple times against the Yankees. As you know, he set it on May the 8th. Threw 10 pitches at 103 or more. Our oldest Chapman as a reliever, yes, 105, but that's just for an inning. Starting pitcher ever. It should be the Miz ever. Somehow I got to get ever in his name. Jacob ever. Mizorowski. All right. We'll get to 7:55 in a minute. Fisco Auto Body, it's a family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do, it's who they are. Because they've been doing it so long, and they still own the business, which means when you go to Fisco Auto Body, the Fiscos are still fixing the cars. What generation? I'll have to check. I think third. On Forest Home in Franklin, Fisco Auto Body and Forest Home in Franklin, so good, expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. They're that good because they've been doing it that long, and it's what they do, and it's who they are. Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco. Remember the name. Jerry Augustine, 7:55. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
He used to be the doctor of pitching, but not anymore. He's 7:55. Jerry Augustine, the winning pitcher when Hank Aaron hit his final home run number 755. And yes, I obsess, even if 755 thinks it's too much, because I can imagine being Jerry Augustine in 1976 when it happened on July 20th. And on the 21st, I would have gone up to Hank and said, I don't know what you called him, Hank, Mr. Aaron, please don't hit another home run. What do you mean? I want to be the winning pitcher on your final home run. Well, he didn't. And that's why Jerry Augustine is 7:55. If there was a 7:56, 7:55, it wouldn't mean anything.
It wouldn't. But I tell you what, it's such an honor to have pitched that and been a teammate of Hank Aaron and have him hit that home run to see him hit several home runs, but that was pretty special. And I didn't even realize it, to be honest with you, until the season was over and we look back on it and I go, geez, I pitched that game.
Yep.
You know, so
seven
was,
innings, great... five hits, only gave up a run. A little disappointed you didn't get a complete game, but I'm not the manager. I don't know what the deal was then.
Well, that's a quality start. They talk quality starts
yes.
back then too.
Why did but so, you but... pitched back then? You won a game that took like 8 minutes. It was you had complete
right.
games. I don't know do you even remember why they took you out after seven? You'd only given up a run. You guys won 6-2. Come on, let him finish.
You know what? I don't remember. It just right. it happened, and we won the ball game, and
that's
that was the most
about.
Important thing at the time.
All right, now I have the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. We want to know how you'd vote. The Miz, with the fastest pitches ever by a starting pitcher, is setting a new Wisconsin standard for sports greatness. Agree or disagree? Take it away, 755.
I totally agree. I think he's an anomaly, and I think he's doing something special that's created in the world of sports that you don't see. And he, you know, the one thing that about the Miz is the way he's going about it. And it all started last year, Homer, when the Brewers got the opportunity to pitch in the All-Star game. But I don't think that was the thing that really turned him around or gave him that impetus to take that next step. I thought what the Brewers did, I thought what Chris Hook and Henderson did along with Murph and Matt Arnold, allowing him to start in that playoff game, him pitching four innings, was the biggest education that he got. He understood that he could pitch on a big scene and do really well. And I'll tell you what, that was impetus right there that has put him into where he is today. He took the education. He knew he could do something good. He knows he's something special. And right now, he's just having fun. He knows he can pitch. He knows he can do things special. He doesn't care who he's pitching against. He just wants the ball, and he wants to be on the hill.
Part of creating and talking about the standard is because I think maybe it's different now with younger people. I don't know. If you could pick something you could do, one, you would probably have wanted to hit home runs like the furthest or throw a baseball the fastest or maybe dunk the highest. You were a great pitcher. I'm assuming that if you had had a wish of all the skills you could have had to throw the ball faster than anybody else, that would have been near the start.
You know what, Homer, you say that, but you know what? When you're a professional player and you're a pitcher, you just want to go out.
No, but I mean when you're like 12. I mean, long before you become
yeah.
a professional, it's like, hey, Jerry, I'm the god of baseball. You can do whatever you want. All right.
Well, I think
I want to throw the ball faster than anybody else does.
I agree. I think there's many, many kids, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but in the world of baseball that are saying, I want to be like the Miz.
Yes.
Or I want to be like Skeens, or I want to be one of some of these great pitchers that are in a game of baseball. But yeah, it is. And they are the idols of a lot of young kids. And, you know, he's doing something now that's special. He's doing it and he goes out and he does it and he's enjoying it. The biggest thing that I really like about this is I really like his enjoyment about it. Now, if you're a fan of baseball, there's not anybody in the game of baseball that enjoys the game of baseball that doesn't want to go out to the ballpark and see just what is this anomaly?
Yes.
What is he doing? How is he doing? How can you not be at the ballpark? Watching on TV is special. Listening on the radio is saying that was 103, 102, whatever is neat. But to see it live is something special. I remember a couple of weeks ago he started a game and it was strike one, 102, strike two, 101, strike three, 102. And he was on his way and he had like 40 pitches over 100. And, you know, he's enjoying it. He's understanding.
And I want to see how many players in the dugout on both teams are watching a little bit more. They want to.
Oh, yeah.
They can't believe it.
Well, they're going to watch him. You know, this is so interesting because we're still young in this season and he's real healthy and he's going through his routine. And the one thing that they say about him, he sticks to his routine. He wants to be the best. In order to be the best, you got to do the things that you have to do to be good. And he's doing it. And he's doing it with fun. He's working hard. He understands it. And he just wants to help the club win. And I tell you, when you see him, even though we had a couple outings where he struggled, those struggling outings made him what he is today, made him better in what he's doing now. And I tell you what, he's something really special. I tell you, we're lucky to have him in Milwaukee. And I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch him all season.
Yeah, I can imagine. If you heard somebody saying Homer's going crazy about it, you go, 7:55, go up to Miz and go, Miz, forget what Homer says. I mean, that's you got to learn to be a pitcher. This is all about you learning to pitcher. Those people, like, they're crazy. I know that's what you tell them privately, but I don't really care.
But you know what, Homer? What about Homer? He loves what you're doing. He loves your excitement. He's creating an excitement. The fans create the excitement for a player. When you're a baseball player and you're going well.
Because you've never seen anything like it.
No, you're not. And this is something so special that, you know, he knows he's creating it. He's going to continue it. But even though all these things that are circling him and all the greatness that he's going to be there, that is going on with him right now, his main thing is he wants to be the best. And he knows what he has to do to be the best because he's had that great education last year when he came in and got, I said, an All-Star game. It was really nice. But then again, I always say what the Brewers did, what Chris Hook and Henderson, Murph, and Matt Arnold did, starting him in the playoffs, did huge education for him and has made him what he is today.
And I can see Murph at various times where, I don't know where it was, I saw they kept him in, and I thought he knew he'd kind of lost it. But it's like, all right, let's see what he does when he's lost it. It's like, who's the other kid, Harrison? I don't know. He got upset about something, and then I saw how he responded, and it was like, oh, man. Why? I mean, he's like saying, watch this now. Yeah, I don't remember what it was that bothered him, but he responded. He had, like, the bases loaded and nobody out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can get everybody out. I mean, let's just watch this. And then they got one kind of fluke and a hit. I wanted to ask you, because you got to help us on this. Generally, you can go to the ballpark and sit anywhere. But when Miz pitches, at least once, you need to pay the big money to get close enough to home plate. On one side or the other, even right behind home plate, so that you can see how incredibly impossible it is to hit.
I agree.
Like, you can't feel and see how fast it is. I'm not just saying him. This applies to anybody. You need to do it once to just have an incredible respect for the hitters and the speed of which they have to decide. But then when it's him, you're going to get behind there and go, like, how would they ever hit the ball? Like,
right.
They need to swinging the day before, or, you know, however long a swing is. It's the speed is not fully
incredible.
Appreciated until you get in that area behind home plate where you're. And as I said, I don't know how many sections out you can go and how close you have to be, but that would cost some pretty good money, but it's worth it just once.
Oh, it is. It is just to get close enough, Homer, just to get close enough, not only to see the velocity, because you're going to see the velocity
and the movement.
Wow, that looks hard. But watching the hitter's reaction, when you saw, you know, guys like Judge and that have the reaction that they had with him, it was just amazing. It's often, I remember the other night he pitched, he got into the fifth inning. He hadn't thrown a changeup the whole game. Yep. All of a sudden he had a guy 2-2. What does he throw? He throws a changeup. The hitter took it and like, this is impossible. You could just see on the hitter's face say, I can't do this with this guy.
You have to pick and hope that he does something because you can't. Then Judge also said something. He said he threw a slider at 98 miles an hour. He goes, you can't throw a slider at 98. And the reality is if you can throw a slider at 98 and it's good, nobody can hit you. Nobody can.
No, it's impossible. And he locates it. You know, the one thing that's so good about him too. He always knows, you know, everybody knows that you got to stay out of the center of the plate, that guys can get their hands quick enough and put the bat on the ball and all that. But Miz understands that. You watch him pitch. He doesn't pitch.
So you just want to spend every second telling me how good a pitcher he is. Hey,
he is.
He's a freak show. Don't tell me he's a pitcher. No,
I'm going to tell you why.
Because that's how good, that determines how good he's going to be.
But I'll tell you, every time he pitches, I'll bet you Paul Skenes says, boy, I wonder what he did, because you know what? Here's another new anomaly in the game of baseball that this is fun. Boy, we have a competition here. But that goes with a lot of pitchers. They all want to be that great. But these two guys have something very special.
I can tell you what Skenes wishes. I bet Skenes wishes he could throw 103 in a regular basis. He'll say
I think anybody would.
Yes, anybody would. Yes, and you get a chance to see it.
Yep, and what's going to be great, Homer, is when you see Miz get the education and continue on like he's doing, and you get deeper in the season, where the season starts to wear and tear on you, how are they going to use him, and how is he going to adjust to those times? And, you know, the anomaly of the 103 right now.
Can you,
is awesome.
Would anybody have ever gotten a hit off you if you could throw 103? Come on.
Oh, boy. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because I had that little short slider, and I would just, I get that over
in
the plate.
In your dream, could you ever even throw 103?
No, I can't. I can't even, I can't understand what 103 means, Homer.
All right. We know just, this. You know, we know what 755 is, and you'll be on again as I go crazy, and you'll discuss how much he's working on being a pitcher, and I agree with you. Enjoyment, the smiles, and I don't care what anybody says. He looks like he's 14.
I can't wait to be with you again when we talk about the Miz Part 3. It's just, he is just phenomenal, and boy, tonight, every night he goes on the mound is something special.
Yes, it is. Analysis next. Show.